My guests today are the two principals of Form Los Angeles. Form is the collaboration of Emmy Award-winning designer Joshua Rose and Chinese medical practitioner Raphael Kalickstein. Joshua and Raphael believe that objects and spaces speak. In order for a design to succeed, it is imperative that the designer listen.
And that's really, I mean, our design process is that everything, we really believe that every single choice should be considered and thought of as an opportunity. I mean, we don't think anything on a project is too small to be really thoughtfully considered. And we're absolutely happy to fight for our ideas and thoughts with the client or with fabricators or vendors that we're working with.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Rafi. And you're listening to Design in Conversation.
My guest today is Toby Fairley. Toby is a talented interior designer hailing from Little Rock, Arkansas, with projects and clients spanning the southern states and varied points east to Charleston, South Carolina, and all the way west to Los Angeles. Her work's been featured on the cover of House Beautiful and in the pages of Shelter Magazine's Traditional Home, Better Homes and Gardens, Southern Living, just to name a few, and her work has graced the cover of At Home in Arkansas magazine on 9 occasions.
You know, really, I think of myself in my gut, in my heart, as an entrepreneur more than anything. I mean, okay. I love design, and I'm great at design, but I think I'm really great at building business and running a business and that whole part. So I love the creative piece, and I love that I get to work in design every day. But compared to some of my friends that are designers that are the uber, you know, off the charts creatives, I have a piece of that. I'm both left and right brain, and I definitely consider myself very creative and talented, but I think so many of my strengths lie in even the design process and the organization of it and the whole business side of that whole piece of, which is so important because so many creative people don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Today on the show, we have Ron Woodson and Jamie Rummerfield. Ron and Jamie are co-owners of the Tony Los Angeles interior design firm Woodson and Rummerfield's House of Design.
I think those projects come to us because they're actually easy for us, especially after having the showroom.
Okay.
So we really are great at merchandising. So when Stanley Furniture came to us, they were rebranding. It's a 90-year-old company, and it was a little stale. Randy Wells, who is now the VP of marketing at Stanley, had been to our showroom and saw what we did there. And so it was just a natural fit to have someone like us come in, dress a showroom. Because, again, we don't look at it from the standpoint of 85 of the same item in
right.
one place. But at the same time, we really are great at showcasing the major pieces. It's all about the curating and layering.
Yeah.
Where people sort of sometimes fall off.
And helping people visualize. I think what Randy saw in our showroom is we put a room together and people would look at it and say, oh, I never thought of doing it that way.
I'm Ron Woodson.
And I'm Jamie Rummerfield. And you're listening to Design in Conversation.